We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Hiatus there. It's me, Tyler, Broken Rocket Radio. Over there's Amber.
I'm Amber.
We didn't
no
go to
relation.
Really? I got a piece of paper that I thought meant something to you.
The way we're talking, we might be kin.
Can we be more than cousins? But I guess we got some splaining to do. We were gone for a while. We were busy with, you know, anniversary, new video games.
Video games aplenty.
Yeah, we had one of the relics dying down here. One of the video stores, the video rental stores, one of the ones that was clinging on. They decided to close their door, so we hit them up in the video game section.
Yes, we did.
And on top of that, we wanted to celebrate our anniversary in our style by buying a couple new video games for each other.
Yeah, I have beaten 4 video games in the past 2 weeks, just to give you a little idea of how much I've been hitting that PlayStation up.
I'm so proud. She's really doing something with her life. But we had family coming too, and yeah, we've been busy.
A wonderful visit, if I say so myself.
I think so too. Good times.
Good to see them.
Good time, yeah, very good. So, I guess that's all we gotta say. We ain't gotta go into great detail, but we had some shit to do. It got handled. Now we back.
One of our shits to do was go see Mr. Ben Stubbs.
Oh, yes. If you haven't noticed, the cover art hopefully is working. We have a new logo. I'm not going to say it's badass, but it's badass. Yeah, he did a great job. He's a tattoo artist there, and I believe owner or co-owner or whatever you want to call him. The Brass Quill Gallery. Nice. Nice setup in downtown Valdosta, Georgia. He does a hell of a job. I've been watching him since he started tattooing. Man's got some skills.
He seems like it. I just met the man, but I'm very impressed with what he came out with.
Yeah, well, he blew it out of proportion. I was like, wow. I look at it randomly because I don't have internet on my phone anymore. So I'm like, oh, let's just go through my galleries, and I just stare at it and awe. We finally have a logo worthy of the Broken Rocket Radio name.
It might be better.
Oh yeah.
Not.
Oh yeah. But excellent job. Couldn't be happier with it.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Yeah. And if you guys are looking for a tattoo, everybody that works there seems to do phenomenal work. His sister works there. His friend who's tattooed me and somebody else, I don't know. But from their, you could look them up online. They do great work. Every single one of them, you're going to get a quality piece. And if you need a logo for your podcast, I'm sure they could hook you up too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brass Quill Gallery and Ben Stubbs. They do good things, and they're good people.
Yep.
All right, so that's where the new logo came, if you were wondering. And it's phenomenal. So, what you know about the tortoise and the hare?
I know the hare won, the tortoise won. I don't know shit. Man. The tortoise won because the hare was a cocky son of a bitch.
Wow.
And he took a nap.
I could use a nap right now.
You and me both.
But tortoise and hare in real life, there's a story about it. And it takes place in the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain Resort in Marianna, Arizona.
Sounds like a fancy resort. It
sounds quite dapper. Quite dapper. They have a resident tortoise there named Wampa.
Love it.
Or Wampa. W-A-M-B-A. Either way, that's an awesome name for a tortoise.
Love it. Love it.
But he's one of those big ones, not a little joker. He's an outdoor one. He's one of them big boys.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he has his own little pen and everything. And I think just the other night, a little cottontail bunny found its way in its enclosure. And he or she was in some trouble. He had about three or four layers of grass or weeds or something wrapped around its neck, kind of like a collar.
Ooh.
But it was cutting off some stuff, and
mm-hmm.
he was kind of waving around, acting all crazy. And the tortoise took him in, made him sleep under his shell, kept him calm and warm. It was a cold night, and then the next morning the caretaker there realized, hey, there's a bunny under here. What's going on? And Wampa, I'm going to call him Wampa. We'll just say for Wampa. If it's Wampa, oh well. I don't think he'll be offended. But anyway.
Wampa sounds better in my mind.
It's a Star Wars thing, if you don't know. There's a Wampa cave. It's the big, Empire Strikes Back. Your eyes are glazing over. The Empire Strikes Back at the beginning of the battle, with the Battle of the Hoth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, when Luke Skywalker gets hit by that big white thing
mm-hmm.
and put in the cave hanging upside down,
yeah,
that was a Wampa. And he cut his arm off. Remember?
I remember that, yeah.
Okay, that's a Wampa.
And also, because I've been playing so much Uncharted with the throwback to Crash Bandicoot, spoilers maybe?
Yeah, sure.
In Uncharted 4. I believe the fruit in Crash Bandicoot is also called Wampa fruit.
Really?
Fun fact.
Yeah. So Wampa. But anyway, Wampa the tortoise. Go back on track here. When the caretakers came and got the bunny from Wampa's enclosure, Wampa was distressed and he scurried as he could over to the caretaker that was taking. He was grunting and growling. Making sure his newfound friend was being taken care of, right?
I know how.
So sweet.
From our personal experience of owning a tortoise, scurrying is very slow.
He did some scurrying. From time to time.
Time to time, his ass got stuck. All the time.
Well, that was eventually his downfall. He got stuck and he couldn't get in the shade. Poor fella. Way to bring us down. Dead pets. That's always a fun subject.
I said no. I was just talking about his scurrying.
You knew it was a sore subject. But anyway, Wampa, he was visually and audibly concerned about his new buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And once they clipped the little grass clippings or whatever was cutting off his circulation or making it harder for the little guy to breathe, he went right back to Wampa.
Oh.
Right back. They sleep together every night now because he'd right in his arm.
Adorable.
Or front leg, whatever you want to call it.
And it's adorable.
They eat together and live in life together. One of those unusual pairs, you know.
Yeah, I've got an unusual pair to talk about later.
Oh! well, hell now.
That sounded all kinds of wrong.
I think we need to stop this podcast right now and talk about it now. Let's see this unusual pair.
There are peanut butter treats involved, so just
it's getting better.
Be prepared for that.
All right, I can't wait for that.
Wow, that just came out unintentionally so silly.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how words sound great in the head and then they come out and you're like, oh shit, I just said that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a grandmother who was unaware of the message she was sending when she bought her grandson a birthday card. Thought it was a nice gesture. Oh, always nice to get a birthday card from grandma.
Heck yeah.
With that crumbled up $5 bill. good old grandma.
That's big money for grandma.
Well, this grandmother bought a birthday card with a little stick figure on the front. On the top it said, I can describe you in a few words. And on the bottom, with the first letter of each word, pretty much they want to draw your attention to. It's a lot bigger, mm-hmm. different font. Eyes come here, pretty much.
Yes.
And the words that described you were terrific, wonderful, awesome, tremendous. Twat. Of course, Granny didn't know the message that she was sending. But I can imagine it was quite a shock for the grandson. Grandma?
Oh, man.
You calling me a twat?
Imagine if you thought you were Grandma's favorite. She calls you a twat.
Lovely. Lovely. I think I would prefer it than just a normal birthday card. Go ahead and try to sneak an insult in there, Grandma. I would love it. A lot more than your sweaty $5 bill.
I think we have the sense of humor to just laugh it off.
I would love it. Of course, this guy, he obviously went to like Twitterverse and all this, but give me attention because my grandma made a funny.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in these days. You all right there?
Well. Full disclosure, my underwear are bunched up.
I'm seeing her shifting and jostling.
I'm situated now.
All right, we're good. We're good.
You were worried.
I was worried. I didn't want you to be like that bunny. I had to get the clippers and fix you up.
I'm quite all right now.
Well, I'm glad we're back. This is fun.
I'm having a good time right now.
Good thing we have a sponsor. You ready?
Who that?
Our fake sponsor, anyway, is Malfunctioning Shopping Cart Wheels. The shopping cart wheel that doesn't quite touch the ground. That's right, it just spins in random directions in a frantic pattern. Don't worry, it'll touch down in the weirdest time and, of course, be pointing in the wrong direction, causing you to unexpectedly lunge into that direction and... You know what? We here at Malfunctioning Shopping Cart know that you're just too damn lazy to go get a different cart, and you're just gonna deal with it. That was a little harsh from Malfunctioning Shopping Cart Wheels.
Take it.
Man, they just gotta take it. Malfunctioning Shopping Cart Wheels, thank you for sponsoring, even though you sound pretty damn evil.
Thanks.
We enjoy your imaginary money. Pop culture. And that brings us to, you know, the big pop culture shit. Since we missed the Grammys and the Oscars.
Yup.
So let's go ahead and get into that. With a big helping dose of pop culture.
All right. Well, the Grammys were held on the 12th. of February, so we're just a few weeks late.
Ah, we already explained that. We don't need to go.
And,
we don't need to explain this to these people.
There were quite a few, moments.
There were.
One of which was Adele's thumb.
Yeah, I've noticed her thumb before. She's got an ultimate hitchhiker's thumb.
Yeah, I have the slight hitchhiker's thumb, but this girl has a 90-degree angle going on.
It's going directly back.
Oh, that was fun to see. It's not. It can't be. I don't know. She's constantly asking for a ride.
Hey, if having messed up thumbs grants you those golden pipes, that's a good trade-off.
Oh, she's a hell of a singer. I love her to death.
Adele's awesome.
Hello.
Keep going.
It's probably one of my favorite songs right about now.
Well, it's also the Grammys' favorite song.
It was. Song of the
Year.
That's
right.
Adele actually cleaned up. Album of the Year, Pop Vocal Album, and Song of the Year.
The Grammys love Adele. She could probably use them for ammunition now in her Grammy catapult.
Everyone. You know what else they loved was Bruno Mars' Prince tribute.
Yeah, I watched bits and pieces of that. He's a hell of an artist, even though I have had Uptown Funk stuck in my head for like 6 days now. I still appreciate him.
Bruno Mars is just featured on that song.
An Uptown Funk?
It's not his song. He's featured on that song.
Well, either way, it is stuck in my head. And it could be worse songs stuck in my head.
There could be.
Yeah, there has been.
I won't be mean, because I know the other one.
Yes. I'll go ahead and say it.
Mr. Bieber's song.
Yeah. Even though I haven't heard the song probably in months, it gets stuck in my head. And then I spent maybe 10 minutes in a truck stop, and both Uptown Funk and this Justin Bieber song, I can't even remember the one, and I don't want to remember it, so let's not bring it up, was Uptown Funk was playing on the radio in the store. And then they had TVs going. I was just looking at the Weather Channel, and the other TV was Fox News. And for some reason, Fox News played this Justin Bieber song. And after just hearing Uptown Funk, I'm like, what the hell's going on, Cosmos? You guys are fucking with me.
There's something freaky going on.
But anyway, I am happy to just have Uptown Funk up in there. Because Uptown Funk's going to give it to you.
Well, I like his, was it 24 Karat Magic, that new one that he just came out with?
I am not aware.
Well, I like his new song.
He's a good artist. Yeah. He's one of the good ones.
He had that cocaine hitch back in the day, but I don't know if he still does it. But,
I do cocaine!
But,
Yeah.
But the boy can sing, I'm telling you.
The boy?
The man.
I'm pretty sure he's older than you.
I don't know. I got a big year coming up.
Mm-hmm. Which one would that be?
Dirty 30.
Ugh. Been there, done that.
Yeah. I got a few more months to hold on to 29. Maybe a few more years.
Clinging on with your fingernails, huh?
Anyways, so I didn't hear it first, you know, personally, but Lady Gaga and Metallica, I heard it was...
What, did they have a duet?
They had a duet. I heard it was so bad.
What a bad pairing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
very obscure.
I know the Grammys usually try to put those weird artists that would never work together. But Metallica. Ooh, yeah. And then Lady Gaga. That's when you come in. Do your Lady Gaga. Come on. Ooh. Exit light.
Bad romance.
Enter night.
Just dance.
Take my hand. I got to be careful with my... Metallica impression because it definitely borders my Macho Man Randy Savage impression.
It was very close.
Exit light. Because the Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
We're off to Never Never Land, brother. Ooh, yeah. The Macho Man's gonna make you go night night. Ooh, yeah. I would like to have a voice for the rest of the podcast, so I'm gonna stop now. But one more thing.
Okay. He's not done.
When the Macho Man comes to town, you gotta snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah! Alright, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, so Lady Gaga and Metallica. Horrible, huh?
Horrible.
I know this, brother.
He's so not gonna have a voice.
I need hot tea with honey. Oh, my voice. I think that's what, what's her name? No. Singer. Mariah Carey. Good lord.
Mariah.
She was like, I have to drink hot tea with honey before every show, even though she lip syncs.
She's something.
She got busted.
She is something. She's something else.
Mm.
What'd you think about...
Oh, you're talking about the Golden Man?
I'm talking about the Golden Man. What the hell?
Well, the Golden Man's new match for the Macho Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Old CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green, what were you doing?
He looked like a Power Ranger villain. He come out. He's, he had a little dimple in his gold mask, too, in the chin. Come on, man. He looks like the...
The Buddha.
He's standing outside of a Chinese restaurant.
He was a happy Chinaman.
Come on in, guys. We got some egg rolls.
Oh, my goodness. What? I didn't know they made such gold outfits.
You know to wear that. You got to be crazy.
Oh, man. He definitely brought all the attention to himself.
He wasn't even nominated for anything. He just showed up. And stole the show. Of course, that's what happens when you wear that.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't even know what he was trying to do.
Me neither.
I saw TMZ approached him as CeeLo Green, not the golden monstrosity or whatever. And
maybe he wanted the Oscars kind of revamped.
He's like,
make it look like me.
Make it look like me. This is... This is what you should be aspiring for. Soak it in, ladies and gentlemen. Soak it in.
Ooh.
But he denied that it was him. Not jokingly.
Oh.
Everybody knew it was him, but he's like, I don't know who that guy was. He was looking good, though. Ah, delusions. Aren't they wonderful?
Different definitions of good.
I sincerely thought that he was going to power up a Zoid and and fight the Power Rangers. Either that or some sort of 80s cartoon villain. Or like Captain Planet or something.
Captain Planet was my show. I loved that Captain Planet.
With our powers combined. Or with your powers combined. I messed it up. I'm sorry, Captain. With your powers combined. Remember, we had a debate
The
order.
Yeah.
And who was right? Well, let's hear it.
You.
Oh, we have permanent record now. I was right.
I'm sure this file can corrupt at any moment.
How'd this thing get deleted? What in tarnation?
Oh, man.
All right, so it goes down. This is episode 9 of Broken Rocket Radio. The first ever recorded file of a wife admitting that a husband was right. Mm-hmm. All right. Win one for the Y chromosomes. Yes, old golden boy. Well, man. That's a man in that golden... A man.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's not the Macho Man. I'll stop.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
So, did you see that 21 Pilots accepted their award with no pants?
I did not. Well, you told me, like, right before we started recording, and I'm like, why?
There's a story.
You said you would explain.
There's always a reason. It may not be a good reason, but there's a reason.
Let's hear it.
This one may be a good reason.
I am literally on the edge of my
seat. Before they were famous, or before they were famous enough for a Grammy.
They didn't have pants?
They had a tradition where they just watched the show in their underwear. So they made a promise to each other, if they won, if they ever won a Grammy, they would accept their award with no pants. And...
That's lame.
And they fulfilled that promise.
Well, it definitely worked styling and profiling like the Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. Oh, yeah. That's my last one, I promise. Because I think that's the last one I got in me. Okay. Good Lord.
Anyway, I've come to know the 21 Pilots recently. I've heard the name, or I've heard their group name,
yeah.
But never did listen to their music. But they're what is it, Heathens or something? That's them. You don't know.
I have no idea.
Anyway, it's a good song. I like it.
All right.
Yeah, I've very much ventured away from music over the years. And,
I was wandering in a wilderness.
But there's
are there pleasant musics out there?
There are a few songs that kind of catch my ear as I'm going to and from.
I remember a tune when I was just a child. It went like this. Do 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 do.
Are you okay over there? Did you have? Did you take a pill or something? Are you seeing like tie dye?
No. I'm gonna have to plead the fifth.
All right, so James Corden.
Yeah, we need to talk about him.
He took a tumble. It was like scripted tumble.
I saw the clip. It's very awkward, and it seems like he has never studied physical comedy.
I saw a still shot, and it kind of the face kind of reminded me of Chris Farley and how he would kind of make goofy faces to react to his situation or whatever.
He's no Chris Farley.
Not Chris Farley is a legend.
Chris Farley cannot be reproduced. That's why. All right. When you got comedy legends like that, John Belushi, he died young. He was very physical comedy, but hilarious and different. When Chris Farley came along, they're like, is he trying to be John Belushi? And then, obviously not. He was being Chris Farley. And they're one of those, cut from their own cloth.
Right.
Sort of comedies and cannot be replaced. They're one of a kind. Yeah. And speaking of being replaced, I don't know what they were doing with on the Grown Ups, where you have the whole classic Saturday Night Live cast, but no Chris Farley, and they're like, oh, we could just fill his spot with Kevin James. No. It just did not work.
No.
It seemed like they were trying to fill the void of Chris Farley with Kevin James.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah, he's no Chris Farley.
Mm-mm.
And Chris Farley will be the only Chris Farley.
Yes.
Yeah.
He will.
Just like the Macho Man will be the only Macho Man when the madness comes to town,
You know it's the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give it to you, Mean Gene.
I mean, I broke my promise.
You sure did. I
had one more in me.
Disappoint.
I forgot about the one in the chamber.
Anyway, that's all I got about the Grammys.
How about the Oscars, huh?
Yeah.
How about the big issue of the Oscars that everyone knows what we're going to talk about?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, you know what we're going to talk about.
Michael J. Fox?
No. The snafu. The big one. We got to get it out of the way first.
You mean the reading of the wrong winner.
Yes, they pulled a Steve Harvey.
They blamed him. Jokingly, but they blamed him.
So from my understanding,
let's hear it.
It was the wrong envelope that was given to, I believe it was Warren Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened the envelope knowing, or once he pulled it out, he knew it was the wrong envelope. I think Faye Dunaway was with him.
Sounds good.
He looked over her like, oops. And she just took the card, saw it was the card for the previous category, what was Best Actress. Emma Stone,
right,
from La La Land. So she just
La La Land, the winner of everything else.
Yeah, Emma Stone, congratulations for winning Best Actress. I was in the same room with her at one point. But anyway, saw La La Land probably at the bottom of the card in there. It was like, oh, La La Land, and they came up. Start giving a speech. And then the awkwardness happened. Oh, it's not a joke. Moonlight. Yeah.
Moonlight for Best Picture.
The guy was very gracious.
Mm.
And it's not like a Kanye West moment. It could have been
bad. I'll let you finish, but...
Yeah, it could have been worse. If that happened at the Grammys, oh shit.
Oh,
Kanye be up there to being Kanye.
Sit down, Kanye.
Ah, it's to be expected now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, pretty big snafu there.
Yeah, it was.
On the biggest category of the biggest award show of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've already gone over Best Picture and Best Actress, but Best Actors. Casey Affleck.
Ah, good for him.
I like him, all right.
I heard the man. I've heard nothing but good things about Manchester by the Sea.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be like super emotional.
I got enough of those on daily. There's enough emotions going on. There's a 3-year-old in the house. Come on.
Oh, man, I'm so damn emotional. I got so emotionals every day.
You just experienced it in... At bedtime, she was angry, she was sad, she was scared,
she was
happy.
Also a smoke alarm.
All of this in a 10-15 minute span. I'm like, come on now, it's bedtime. But
everybody has a kid knows exactly what we're going through.
Plus she's redheaded.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, Lord, she's something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Best Makeup, Suicide Squad. Excellent.
Oh, yes.
Movie.
Yeah, I had to say. Old Suicide Squad won an Oscar.
Makeup and hair, I believe.
Yes, yeah. It was. I give it to that. They were on point.
Yes.
On point, yeah.
I enjoyed the movie.
I enjoyed the movie, but not just for the makeup and the hair, though. I guess all the makeup and hair was on point.
On point. On point.
Obviously.
Enough to win.
It was the best one of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Suicide Squad. Oscar-winning film. Just in the subcategory.
That's okay, though.
Still winner, winner. Suicide Squad dinner.
So, did you see Michael J. Fox in his DeLorean entrance?
I saw Seth Rogen in those
those
Back to the Future 2 shoes.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. They both came out of that DeLorean.
Yeah.
And then they... I think Seth Rogen sang Hamilton or something.
Yeah.
He wanted to sing, so he sang.
That old Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen doing Seth Rogen stunts.
Even though he just sounds like a Kermit the Frog. I still love him. He does a lot of good things, too. He does some charity work. I can't remember the exact name for it, but he's real big behind it. And and they're doing good things, too. I wish I remembered the name of it. It's something to do about comedy.
Well, that's
but not cool. Not comedic relief or anything like that. It's yeah, I remembered. It's Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity, and it's helped to raise awareness of Alzheimer's, and that's a subject that hits close to home. I lost my grandfather from Alzheimer's, so
yeah.
If we could do anything to combat that, that's probably the worst disease for at least for everybody around them.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was hard. But Hilarity for Charity, good program.
Awesome.
I also just saw that the shoes that he was wearing I guess there's more than one pair, but they are now selling for $11,000 on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Stuff just takes off. Yeah. That dog on Harambe Cheeto. Ooh, I can't get over that. It was a Cheeto.
Yeah.
99.
Lucky find. I'd have just ate it.
I honestly don't look at my Cheetos.
I don't either. I'm going to start.
Maybe you should.
Maybe if I can find Jesus on the grilled cheese. Jesus. Might be, make some money. Have people come by, take a bite out of it.
Eventually, it would be gone.
But by that time, I'd be rich. $1 million for a bite from the Jesus sandwich. Cheese and Jesus. Cheese and Jesus.
Okay. The Swiss Jesus.
Swiss Jesus. Swiss chard and Jesus.
Okay.
Gross. Anything else about the Oscars or pop culture or anything of the sorts?
Nah.
That seemed like a no. That was a long pause.
I was debating on saying something, but
well, now you gotta say it.
It honestly doesn't interest me.
You put it out there.
Alright. Well, Beyonce sang a song on a chair.
That was the Oscars?
That was the Grammys.
We were already off the Grammys.
I forgot to talk
about
it.
Look at you.
I was debating. I was all.
You have to go stand in the corner.
I'll stand in the corner.
Gotta stand in the corner.
I'm going to time.
I'm gonna have to give you one more Macho Man. Okay. I'm not telling you when, because that's the appeal of the Macho Man impression.
And
it throws you off your game.
Beyonce sang a song in a chair. She's pregnant, and the chair went back. Amazing.
Hey. Don't make Kanye walk in here and say, hey. Now, Beyonce, she did one of the greatest performances of all times.
Kanye can suck a duck.
Hey. All right.
Fish sticks.
So, moving on.
We broke the golden rule.
What's the golden rule?
No K. Name. He's affiliated with the K
family. But he didn't get his fame from the K's.
No, I guess not.
He got his fame from Kanye. Yeezy. Moving on.
Still a sore subject.
Moving on.
Okay.
On to what?
Part of the reason of our hiatus. Talk about some video games.
Video games. Talk about some video games.
Well, Pokemon is 21 years old.
Really?
As of this year. Finally, those little buggers are... buy their own alcohol.
Man, I just remember being too old for Pokemon, so now I feel really old.
One of my brothers, and actually my dad, were so into those stupid cards. I remember I had to drop my brother off at, like, a Burger King for Pokemon tournaments and all this other crap.
Wow.
Oh, man. And to know my brother now, you would never expect him to be the big Pokemon man.
No. Now to know him, all he does is vape and watch Netflix.
He's doing big things.
He's awesome. I got nothing but love for him.
I didn't know this, but it was actually like 6 years in the making for Pokemon.
Really?
And the studio that made it, Game Freak, almost went out of business.
Really?
So Pokemon like literally saved these people.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only fun fact I know about Pokemon is they're supposed to be called Pocket Monsters.
Gotta catch them all.
Pikachu?
And it also kind of gave, like, a second wave to Game Boys. Because, you know, it came out, the what is it, blue and red and green and all that other. It kind of brought life back into the Game Boy.
Now, I gotta say something about the Game Boy. It was a staple in my house growing up. The old black and white screen, or green and white.
It was
green and gray, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a funky color.
It was a staple in our house because we needed something to do while we were taking our shits. And I just remember everyone in the house competing in Dr. Mario getting the highest score.
Oh, wow.
We're all the big gray Game Boys. So
I don't know where mine ever went. I'm sure my dad has it somewhere in storage.
Oh, I know for a fact that my parents still have the big gray one. And I wonder who's got the highest score now. Who's the final victor? But
we gotta dig it out.
But it was great. They've been sitting there for way too long. I'm surprised they didn't get hemorrhoids.
Mm.
And then they're really gonna need Dr. Mario.
Yeah. Well, can you believe that Pokemon has brought in about $40 billion in revenue? That
seems right.
It honestly seems, to me, it seems like it's a little low.
Yeah.
Because it's everywhere. It's like, it's been 21 years. Now you got Pokemon Go.
Well, isn't that dead now?
No, they just had an update. You get more Pokemon, you evolve, and all this other crap.
Wow.
I don't know. I had it for 10 minutes.
You know what I heard? Pokemon Go has inspired Tinder to do something like Pokemon Go. You're walking by someone and you see they're single, then you got to catch them all. STDs.
I'm okay.
Oh, bringing up Tinder, we did have a listener email that called me out on my shit that we didn't in fact check about the jizz that caused the parasites in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that was just a made up story. So we got called out. Correction on the Tinder lady with the parasite jizz on her chest.
It happens. Yeah. Internet's not all true.
Yeah, we're just passing along. We are not fact checkers. We see something funny, we just write it down.
Pretty much, yeah.
Here's something funny, we write it down.
Pretty much.
Smell something funny, we have a discussion.
Yeah.
Did you shoot your pants, Darren? Because the Macho Man just did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew it. Surprise.
Well, you know how, like, okay, we have PlayStation Plus, right? PlayStation Plus, right?
Yeah, sure.
You know they give out, like, free games every month?
Yeah.
Macy was playing some Little Big Planet this month, and it was adorable.
Yeah, she was.
Well, I guess because February is the shortest month of the year or something, they're going to delay releasing the games for March until the 7th.
Damn it, Sony.
They're going to announce them on the 1st.
So you have to salivate for a week?
I guess so. But there are many, many predictions. And the ones that keep coming up are Killzone Shadowfall. Killzone, Shadowfall.
Mm-hmm.
Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor. I think you had that.
I had that on Xbox.
Okay.
With Xbox One. But I would love to have either one of those, really. Yeah, that's the thing about the that Microsoft had over Sony, is that they were putting up a lot better games than what.
Yeah, that's been a big debate lately. How PlayStation's just putting out indie,
right?
And
old stuff, yeah.
That nobody wants to play anymore. But
either one of those, I'm down to download.
Yeah, like I said, these are just predictions. If they're true, this one I kind of want to.
Father Christmas.
I kind of want to check this one out. It's called Fat Princess Adventures. I kind of want to check that one out if it comes out.
That sounds funny.
And they got Steam World Heist and Hotline Miami Number 2.
That's probably gonna be one of those that we don't have interest in.
So they I mean, potentially all could be out.
Yeah, eventually. But
we'll see.
Bring it, Sony.
But I do have the Xbox listings for March.
Let's hear them.
There's one called Layers of Fear and...
Layers of Flavor.
Your favorite, Evolve.
Oh, God. I had Evolve for, like, what, 10 minutes? And 10 minutes, yeah. Shit, I'm out.
They're the Xbox One games.
Brought it right back to the stove.
It wasn't...
I did not enjoy.
It wasn't our cup of tea.
I did not enjoy.
No. And then 360, they got Borderlands and Heavy Weapon.
Oh, boy.
So, I like Borderlands.
Yeah. I think I've had...
There's a lot of Claptrap hate, and I didn't really mind him.
I love damn Claptrap.
Yeah, he's a goofball.
He needed that.
Well, you talked to any, like... serious runner of the game. They're like, oh, shut up, Claptrap. Shut up. He's a goofball. I liked him.
Whatever. You gotta have comic relief.
Yeah.
In a game like that.
Serious.
Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face.
So that will be...
Hey, Treasure Hunter!
That's what I got for the PlayStation. Or the...
Video games,
yeah. I kind of want to play Titanfall now. I really do.
Well, that's the end of the podcast then.
No, I got more to talk about.
What we got to talk about?
You still got that unlikely pair.
Unlikely pair. Oh, yeah. The one you baited us with.
I baited again. Because I'm not going there yet.
Oh, so you're still planting seeds.
No, let's go there. Animals.
Animals? Man, I could put tortoise and hare in the animals if I knew you had animals.
You could have. Maybe should have.
It's so fluffy.
Anyway, let's do it. Animals.
All right. So, we got a neighborhood family of cats.
We do.
We have Jim. We have not Jim. We have...
Jimette.
We have ugly... No, not ugly.
We got Jim's mom.
That's what I'm trying to say. We have very angry Jim's mom. And then there's four little babies.
Yes.
About 6 months old. They're not little. But anyway.
We also have that other one with the babies, too, that comes through every once in a while.
Yeah. There's a bunch of neighbors.
Low estimate of a dozen, at least.
I want to say about a dozen.
That come in and out of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the ones that just kind of stick to that, whatever that is up the street.
When we first started doing this podcast, we did it in our living room then, and these cats, we have a big sliding glass door, and these cats were interested. They were our live studio audience.
Yeah, it was every time we recorded, these little jokers came up on the porch.
Yeah, it was a little cooler then, and
they'd huddle up.
They needed something more. It was adorable. Saw them sleeping like a big pile.
Huddle up and hunker down. And it was like, oh,
You remember the one that wasn't allowed in the huddle? We felt so bad for it. Yeah,
that was not Jim.
That was not Jim, yeah.
Yeah, not Jim wasn't allowed in the family huddle.
We saw not Jim today.
Yeah.
Man, we name our cats all... no, I'm not going to say our cats. The cats.
Yeah, the neighborhood
all,
cats.
All based off of one cat.
The sweetest one, Jim. Yes, the sweetest one, Jim, is...
Oh, Jimette's a contender, too.
She's a contender. But they all look identical, so...
It's Jim. He's getting the seed around.
Jim is the friendly one. Not Jim's not so friendly, but looks just like Jim.
Well, he's scaredy.
And Jimette is Lady Jim.
It looks just like Jim, but just smaller and no penis.
Yeah.
Or balls. She's got a vagina.
Anyway, the point of all this is that Jim is our outside cat.
It's a neighborhood cat. We see he works the neighborhood.
In a sense.
He's a chunky boy.
He
goes where the tuna's at.
That's right. He was not too happy about the Friskies. But anyway.
I remember you gave him Friskies and then you sent a picture of him staring through the door. Yeah. What the hell's this shit?
What is this shit?
I demand better service. I let you pet me. So, all right, what's the story?
The point of all this.
It's just that... funny that we have all these personalities for all these cats that we barely know. Well, we know Jim pretty well, and we know that all he cares about is eating.
He's a tunaholic.
But he knows how to work it to get that.
And then we put a salmon cake out for him one day, and he's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? And then you're like, well, let me break it up, and he's like, oh, okay.
No, I could tell. I could tell. He's like, I can't eat this. Just... squish it up. He's like, all right, I'm going to make this thing disappear.
And he did.
We're in town now.
And he did.
And then he disappeared.
He did.
He got what he wanted and he left.
And then I like how he's sitting on the porch, looking in our door, and he's like, okay, where's my tuna? Waiting for my tuna. And he doesn't get the tuna, and he gets pissed off and he leaves.
Do you see what time it is?
He moves on to the next
house.
It's
tuna o'clock.
He moves on to the next house. But anyway, the Boston Police Department has a cat like Jim.
Okay.
It just visits.
Just visits.
And they've dubbed it SWAT Cat.
SWAT Cat.
So SWAT Cat's been visiting for 3 years.
SWAT Cats. You remember the SWAT Cats?
I don't.
It was a cartoon. I'm pretty sure it was SWAT Cats. Where they had, it was two cats that were like humanoid cats. And they had a jet. That was pretty much the basis of the cartoon. There was a fat cat and a skinny cat, okay. And they were mechanics, like jet mechanics, but they actually built their own jet that does all this crazy stuff, and they fight the evil corporations and all this. SWAT Cats. I'm pretty sure it's called SWAT Cat. But anyway, I digress.
And SWAT Cat disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jim.
Probably building a jet.
He might be. He disappeared for, or she disappeared for 3 months. And they're like, well, where's SWAT Cat? You know, they were getting a little concerned.
Yeah.
Kind of became one of the crew. And she finally did come back. And the guys at the station were like, you know what? SWAT Cat needs somewhere safe to call home.
Mm.
So they built a I want to call it a house. Okay. It's an actual house. It has a front door. It's got windows. It's got a roof. It's got shingles. I mean, it's
That's a house. That's a house.
But it's just for SWAT Cat.
Right?
And, you know, people are staying after their shift is over. They're staying and they're building this house. And, I mean, you know how big cats get.
Yeah.
This thing could fit the Great Dane next door. I mean, seriously, it's a cat mansion.
Cat's got to have room to move.
I hope SWAT Cat doesn't come home with SWAT kittens. Because, I mean, she sure enough has a place to put them, but...
Yeah.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
That's a good story. I like that. Taking care of SWAT Cat.
Yeah. So then we got the free case of beer. And you're like,
isn't animals?
What does that have to do with animals?
Yes.
Anyway, there's a Hungarian animal shelter that when you adopt a certain dog, there's like, I guess they're old or, you know,
like a
kind of
high risk,
the less likely to be adopted. You actually
undesirables.
You actually get a personalized case of beer.
What do they do? Just print your name on the box, or
I guess it's personal. It's personalized case of beer, and I'm not. I don't think it actually gave the brand of beer. It's just like kind of.
It's still pretty awesome. And there's a lot of dogs and cats that people don't want.
And the shelter and this beer brewery have been teaming up for about 25 years, so they've been doing this for a while.
Cool.
But it's
a lot of beer.
It is. It'll live. And then I saw this one, and it's about a brewery and beer, beer and dogs. I'm like, mm-hmm. Is this the same story? But it's not. And it's not even the same country. This is actually in the U.S.
Okay.
It's called Paulternity Leave. So,
I can already see where this is going. Let me just guess.
Okay.
Worker gets a new puppy. They need to stay home to train said puppy. They need to go on paternity leave.
That's pretty much the gist of it. The company's called BrewDog, so it's a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving 1,000 of their employees 1 week paid vacation or paternity leave.
Wow.
To have their new addition kind of acclimate themselves to the home and kind of set boundaries. And
I really hope they're not doing all of it at once.
No.
They're like, everybody, go take a week off. Get a puppy.
Go get a puppy.
If you want to keep your job, you're going to take a week off and get a puppy.
But I don't know. We know from experience puppies are a lot of work.
Yeah, we tried. We tried very hard.
Yeah.
But with Macy.
Yeah, Macy was a lot younger when we had
her. And she
hyped up the dog.
We had bad results.
Hyped up her, it just didn't work out. She was a good dog.
But we're fine with our gym clan that we have.
Yeah, Jim right keeps the mice population away.
I don't think there's a mice within like 10 square miles of this house.
Probably not. But
did I say there's not a mice? Yeah, I think I said there's not a mice.
You did, but you're tired, so I'll allow it.
There's not a mice. There's not a mice within...
Macho Man Randy Savage says mice.
You sound like you... Brother. You sound like you've been smoking like a carton. Every day.
I haven't smoked in quite some time.
I think you're smoking.
Over 15. Oh.
How you doing?
I don't know. What do you think about paternity leave? Do you think it's... it's necessary?
Necessary? I think it's a nice thing that the company's doing. And obviously the owners or whoever's in charge... are promoting,
They're obviously dog people.
Yeah, obviously.
Because you don't have cat leave.
Well, what the hell do you do with the cat? Be like, that's where you shit. Don't scratch up my stuff or you're out.
Meow.
Okay.
Hey.
Cats are pretty, ready right out the box sort of thing. Puppies, obviously...
I grew up with mainly cats. We did have a dog. He was a puppy when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have.
You talking about Pickup?
Yeah, we did have him. And then we had cats. And I don't believe we had a dog for, 15 or so years.
Well, growing up, I had very bad experiences anytime I got close to a cat. For some reason, we had a pact that they all hated me. You always talk about my aura for pets. It was dogs only for the first maybe 15 years of my life.
This guy could probably tame a lion without using anything, but hey, guy.
Well, animals for some reason are drawn to me at this point, but back then, I was a dog person. I used to ride around the neighborhood gathering up dogs. Maybe it's because I was so close to all the dogs. The cats are like, this son of a bitch. But they all hated me. It started when I was very young. It was Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And I was at my aunt and uncle's house. They had a cat. Cat's name was Ben, or as I like to call it, Satan. But it was a black cat, and if you just made eye contact with it, it hissed. And it especially hated children, which I was one at that point. And one day it decided it was going to latch onto my fucking face and scratch the hell out of me. You know how they do the back claws? Imagine that, like, an inch from your eye while it's latched onto the top of your head. That was an experience. And then this other one was a neighborhood cat. I was doing my chores. I was picking up pine cones. And most of the times when I was outdoors or alive, I was not wearing shoes back then. I hated shoes. Mm. And I was out there barefoot. And a cat jumped out of a bush and just latched onto my foot. I felt bad because what do you do when something bites your foot? You, like, kick it up.
Yeah.
And I had a basketball goal at that point, and it just hit the pole. Like, it could have gone anywhere. It's a wide open area. There's just a pole in the middle with a basketball goal on top, but it just, ting! But, yeah, it bit the hell out of my foot. Mm. And, of course, claws.
I never had anything like that.
But, man, I had a, not really a phobia. I just understood where they're coming from. They hated me.
Yeah, I got bit by a dog.
I got bit by a dog too.
It was my dad's girlfriend at the time. Dad's girlfriend. And the dog was special. And they had this drawer where their silverware was in. And I forgot that it was special in itself, but it dropped, and the dog thought I was going for its food or something and bit me on the leg. And, you know, I've kind of, I hesitate around dogs sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially the bigger dogs, because he was a bigger dog.
I'll tell you my experience. There's a neighborhood dog named Sid. He was a three-legged border collie. He was mean to everybody. Dogs, cats, humans. He hated everybody, but probably just like one person he liked. Probably the one that fed him. But anyway, he was always loose. Never in a yard, or never like behind a fence, or tied or anything. He was always just loose, and you just had to avoid him. Well, there was one time he was just like standing in the yard. I thought he was hurt. He was like leaned.
Mm.
But obviously he's a three-legged dog. But anyway, I go over to help him, and I'm getting close to him, and he's still not growling at me or anything. So I get a little closer, very hesitant. I'm petting him. Very gently.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's great. He's loving it. His tail's going a little bit. I'm just making sure he's okay. And I'm like, yeah, he's all right. He stood up straight. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to leave him alone. I start to back. And as soon as I was bent down to pet him, as soon as I back just a little bit, snout grabs me right by my nose.
Mm.
I mean, perfect bite marks on either side of my nose. And at that time, this guy, neighborhood kid, well, he's a lot older than me. He goes running by on his four-wheeler, saw it all go down. He goes, I'm holding my nose, and you couldn't see, my hand was over my nose, or you couldn't see the blood coming from either side. He's like, I guess he just assumed that I was messing with the dog. He's like, dog's breath stink? And I'm like, no, he did this. And I pulled my hand, and it was bleeding, mm-hmm. Man. And he was on his four-wheeler. He's like, let me give you a ride home. You need to get that taken care of. But yeah, Sid. I'll remember him to the day I die.
I bet.
He didn't mess with me after that, though, because he knew I was pissed off. And we had an understanding. You stay the fuck over there. You bit me once. You come at me again. That's going to be the last thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not. I told you. I'll tell the listeners. Listener, at this point we did miss a few episodes, so we may just have one now. But I did not have a lot of kids in our neighborhood growing.
We had two downloads. There's two.
Thanks, Kenya. I didn't have a lot of. Well, we didn't have any kids in my neighborhood growing up, other than my sister. And
ooh,
yeah. Anyway. So the dogs were my friends. And my summers consisted of me waking up, eating breakfast, going out on my bike, rounding up all the neighborhood dogs, and sitting by a lake or just bullshitting. I was their leader. I was the alpha. I just realized that. I was the alpha.
Go.
They followed me. They did what I told them to do.
Go, Tyler.
That was my pack. Anyway. That's all I'll say about that. Just had a self-realization here on episode 9 of Broken Record Radio that I was the alpha. All right. That was the only time I was on charge in charge of anything.
Victorious.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on with that yawn.
Sorry. So in Iowa, they're trying to help the honeybees.
They need help.
Yeah, they're going to plant 1,000 acres of wildflowers and such.
Mm.
But they're not. It's not going to be like this big giant 1,000 chunk of Iowa. It's going to be just highway medians and sewage ditches, park corners, stuff like that. And they're just trying to bring back the honeybee.
Yeah,
it's dwindling. So they're gonna they've raised a good chunk of money, almost $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna continue their fundraising, and over the course of the next 5 years, they're gonna have this 1,000-acre wildflower honeybee refuge.
It's very cool. They need help, and they help us a lot.
Mm.
We need them in on this world.
1,000 acres. That's quite a bit of land.
Yeah.
Especially if you're just taking up medians and park corners and stuff like that.
I got a honeybee story. As you know, if you're listening before, I'm a truck driver. And this one time, I venture into a truck stop, pull in to get some fuel. The truck in front of me, I just noticed like a flatbed with all these white things in front of it, or on it, and then a big net. I'm like, oh, that's weird, whatever. So I pull in, and I hear right when I open the door. And this is a truckload of bees. They actually travel on a flatbed trailer with a giant net around. And once you get out and you see them, they're a lot of them get out and they're still just swarming around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a sight. And I stayed in the truck till they left.
You got time for that?
I was like, oh, that's a good time to take a break.
I remember one time, this is not honeybees or anything. I remember one time at my grandparents' house, I was very young, maybe 3, 4, 5. It was a very safe neighborhood, so you could go outside and nobody would mess with you. And everybody knew me. You know, everybody knew my grandparents, everybody knew my mom. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew me.
Yeah, this was Mayberry. You know, Annie Griffith.
Okay.
Blank stare, had to answer.
And I'm sitting outside, and they lived catty corner, or on the corner of a court.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the court area, just, you know, my feet, sitting on the curb. My feet are on the road, and my butt's on the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting, like, no joke, I'm sitting there. I look down, there's a bumblebee sticking out of my baby toe. I did not feel it sting me.
Nice.
I did not. I didn't pester it. I didn't do anything. And so I pull the Joker out. And it dies. Stinger comes out.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mommy!
Did your toe swell up to epic proportions?
It did. It matched my big toe. I looked like I had 3 big toes on both feet. It was crazy. I was just like, why? And I always heard, you know, don't bug them, they won't bug you. And I'm just sitting there like, what did I do? What did I do? I was just sitting
there. How did I bug them?
They're just sitting there.
I had it wasn't a honeybee, but it was the carpenter bees. Mm-hmm. My dad built this this pool. We had an above ground pool. Mm-hmm. And he built this platform for us to jump into the pool. And the bees got into that, but I had my shirt sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the pool. I put on my shirt, not knowing about the bees at this point. I put on the shirt, and oh, I got to know them very well. There were, I believe, 3 of them. There might have been 4. And they got me. They all got me.
I'm sorry.
And I'm standing on the porch, and I just remember my mom's like, "What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "Gah, goo, gah."
Doing the worst hula dance ever.
The most painful ones.
Yeah.
But honeybees. If we can get rid of the carpenter bees, I am all for that. But
the angry ones. The ones that help us. We
need the honeybees.
We need to plant more flowers.
Yes. Save the honeybee people.
So you're probably getting like on the edge of your seat. What's this unlikely
duo? I'm still waiting. I'm trying not to mention it.
We got Pearl the Goat.
Pearl the Goat. You know I'm down for a goat story.
I know it.
That sounded...
And her UPS man boyfriend.
Oh.
Pearl the Goat lives on a,
farm?
A farm, but a rescue farm.
Okay.
And she, the rescue farm gets UPS packages mm-hmm. a lot.
Right.
So, Pearl just kind of...
Got attached to this
fella? Yeah, got attached to the UPS man. And the UPS man got attached to Pearl. He now brings her peanut butter treats.
No!
There's the peanut butter treats.
There it is. There it is.
And, she hears the truck. She could be doing whatever the hell she's doing. She hears that UPS truck. She stops, runs up to the man. And, she tries to wait. The article says she tries to wait patiently, but sometimes she just has to get in there. She gets on the truck with him.
That's amazing.
I thought it was
I hope they don't cut that stop on their routes now that they're going to be doing these drone things.
I hope there's always a right turn into this sanitation.
He's got to say, "Listen, I got to stop and see Pearl. I'm sorry. We'll send the drone elsewhere." Have you seen these drone things that are going to launch from their trucks?
I've seen them.
Wow.
I've seen the go-kart fella going around. Or the golf cart fella going around the neighborhood. I was like, what the hell?
UPS, talk about cutbacks.
There's kind of that joke I have where there's no telling what the hell's going to show up at your house.
Yeah.
But I thought that was absolutely adorable.
That is. I love that story.
I love her name, Pearl.
You realize I'm going to be looking the pictures of them up immediately after this. Pearl and her UPS fella. I want to figure out where they are and just start sending UPS stuff there.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, we can just go up there and visit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing brown.
We're here for Pearl.
I'm going to be wearing brown and I'll have some peanut butter cups on me.
Yeah. It's absolutely adorable. And it's such a weird combo,
I love it.
But that's what we are. We're all about the weird.
Well, we are quite of a weird pair ourselves.
Speaking of weird, do you want to move on to the weird?
Let's do it.
All right.
Weird news.
So, what would you do if I threw an orange at you?
Probably a little upset.
If you had an orange, would you throw one back?
Yeah, definitely.
Would that mean that you love me, or would that mean you're just pissed off and you want to throw an orange?
Kind of a gray area.
Well, the Battle of the Oranges.
Battle of the Oranges.
Ivrea, Italy. Happens every year.
Now, I've heard of... I already know where you're going with this, just from the thing. I've heard of them do it with tomatoes, but oranges? Are they pre-peeled?
Nope.
No, they're just straight up oranges, skin
straight
and all?
Up. Straight up, yep.
Those things are going to sting.
It's an annual event, and it's a symbolic display of rebellion. And it started way back when.
Viva la Resistance.
And I like when they start it 3 days before Fat Tuesday.
Now, my question, too, what if you get one of those really underripe, firm ones? You can knock somebody out with one of those things with the right.
You're having a bad day, but, I mean,
that's like getting
you still got to participate.
Yeah, if you get clocked with one of those, you're probably out.
So it started way back when, and it was when there was a very mean tyrant over there, and he wanted somebody, you know, he wanted this particular woman to marry him, and she said no.
Nah.
And she fought back and
threw an orange at him.
Cut off his head. We'll get to the oranges. We'll get to the oranges. Cut off his head.
Well, okay, that's something to do.
So then that gave, like, the rest of the town this...
The balls.
The balls, the courage, the whatever you want to call it, to start throwing rocks, you know, fighting back and throwing rocks. You know, that was their weapon of choice at, you know...
Probably their
only weapon at that
time. I was about to say, probably their only choice.
So then they, you know, they decided to celebrate this every year. And it first started out, they were throwing beans.
Okay.
And then it turned into women tossing oranges to men that they liked. Suitor.
How you doing? Here's an orange for you.
Yeah, how you doing, orange?
Here's an orange for you.
And if said man threw the orange back, there was probably a little humpty bump later.
Kind of reminds me of this picture I saw on the internet where the dude had a lime with his phone number. Gave it to a girl, says, "That's my pickup lime." Smooth operator. So, they've been doing this ever since. Now it's just a free-for-all?
Pretty much. Well,
you still do the man and woman.
Now it's more of just like a big LARP.
It's just like, let's throw some oranges at each other.
It's honestly just a big LARP. Some people play the tyrant and their guards. There's 9 squads.
Take it. There's 9 squads.
9 squads dressed in battle attire, you know, full up dress up.
So it is actually like LARP.
It's LARPing, yeah. And they spend,
with oranges.
They spend 3 days, 3 entire days throwing oranges. The cleanup is I saw pictures. There's orange peel everywhere. Every nook, cranny, and crevice.
I've been to a lot of orange juice manufacturing places. So at least it's a pleasant aroma.
Yeah.
Because I used to love going to orange juice places and just rolling down the windows and just letting the fan on so it was just soak it in. I'm going to have my truck smelling like citrus for hours.
It's a pleasant smell. I love citrus.
That gets rotten. It's going to start stinking.
Yeah. And I guess that's when, I don't know what Fat Tuesday is. I assume it's some sort of
eating. It's supposed to be like the last hoorah before you go on Lent, where I think it's Lent.
Sure, okay.
Where are you supposed
to? That's about the time period we're in right now. Your Easter's coming up and whatever.
Yeah, it's like you get all your debauchery and
like
gluttony out before Lent.
Kind of like every time we start a diet, we have our fat whatever.
I was like, okay.
This is the last time we're having this.
This is my last pizza. I swear to God. Last pizza. Next day. I don't feel like going anywhere. You want to order pizza?
Funny you bring up pizza. I actually have a pizza store.
Oh, mamma mia. The pizza paella.
The president of Iceland says no to pineapple
pizza. I heard about that.
He said no. He said if he could write laws, he would ban pineapple pizza.
That is some disdain for a pizza topping.
I'm telling you, I love it.
I got to be in the mood for it, but yeah. I've heard...
If it's in front of me, I wouldn't mind.
I'll eat it if it's in front of me. You know, that's free pizza. I ain't going to turn that down. Pineapple or no pineapple. And the only thing that would turn me down off of a free pizza would probably be some anchovies. Just too salty. I can't take it. Too salty.
Yeah, I think we ordered a side of it. I said I never had anchovies before. You ordered a side of them, and I said nope.
Yeah, we both said nope. That was my first time, too.
I think we put them in the outside trash can. It was so bad.
Yeah, they had the funk.
I'm telling you.
Anchovy connoisseurs go for it, but not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But pineapple I'm all right with, but this guy.
he says absolutely not.
Preaching pineapple, that's unnatural.
I don't mind it. And it actually did not, a lot of people think it came from Honolulu. It didn't. It was actually over in Italy.
Really?
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, London, Ontario.
That is a long fucking way from Italy.
I was reading the one I just talked about, the oranges.
Holy cow.
London, Ontario.
It came from Italy. I was wondering how logistics, how they get the pineapples.
London. Okay. London up in Canada.
Oh, Canadian. Let's go ahead and put some pineapple on that pie there, huh? Oh, we can't get the pie. Let's put some apple on there. No apples? Oh, we can't get any apples because the road is closed? The road's closed because of the snow and all we got's pineapples? Put it on there. Gotta know where your wheels are.
On the bottom, silly.
That's a Macyism.
Macy wisdom. Well, let's continue this world hopping, continent hopping.
Now weird, that we're in Canada.
Weird news. We're going to Japan.
Japan.
How the hell do I say that? Saruta City.
That sounds right.
With a T at the beginning. Tsaruta City.
Yeah, like tsunami.
Yeah. They have a bald man tug of war.
You have to be bald to compete.
Yeah, because you have a suction cup.
Oh my god.
On your dome. And you're on your hands and knees, obviously the only way this is going to work.
God, you got to love Japan sometimes.
You're suction cupped to another fella or lady, I guess. If you're bald.
You're bald.
I think the only requirement is you have to be bald.
I've seen some women out there with some really really far back hairlines that you may as well just call them bald. They'd probably be a number one competitor.
So I thought this was awesome. It's a tug of war where they want to have a bald Olympics. They want to just create
bald Olympics,
as much bald activities as they can. We're gonna start with tug of war.
What a great country.
Yeah, they're trying to spread the word of this. This is actually annual too. February the 22nd. Every year they're gonna do their tug of war.
Awesome. I just thought it was hilarious. Just amazing. And they asked why they're not a world power anymore.
They've got some of the weirdest game shows. Have you seen the one where they have to like sniff butts or something?
Yes.
And suck a cockroach through a tube and all this and.
Oh, Japan. Japan's got some weird shit. But the funniest, like, hidden video shows. Like, yes. They don't care. Yes. They don't care about your rights or anything. I've seen where they're, like, maybe at a ski lodge. Dude's going in to take a deuce. And they just, they lift the wall of the back of the bathroom. And they just send the toilet careening down the mountain. And he's sitting there like, what the fuck? We can never get away with that. That'd be a lawsuit right there.
Yeah, all day, every day.
But you gotta love Japan. That's just awesome. Bald Olympics, tug of war with suction cups.
How do
they think this shit up?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you were not thinking suction cups on the head.
Nah.
You were thinking rope.
Of course.
Over a vat of goo.
Something,
or
yeah,
water,
mud, or whatever. Good old Japan.
I guess we'll finish up weird news back in the U.S.
Back home.
There's a group of witches.
Mm-hmm.
They plan to cast a mass spell on President Trump.
For what, his death or?
They don't want him to die.
Okay.
They want to protect themselves by binding him.
What do they mean, binding him?
Binding him, it means that he pretty much has no power. Like, stripping him of everything that he's...
It's going to be kind of hard to do to a president.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to do this monthly. It's a monthly spell.
So it's a chant or something? Do they have, like, a big pot?
Eye of Newt.
There's the
Tail of Possum.
I have the ingredient list.
And you have a weak president.
I have the ingredient list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do tell.
I'll get to it.
Oh, get to it.
So it has to be performed at midnight Eastern every waning crescent moon. And
such bullshit.
People support this because they're defending themselves. It's, they think that they are protecting themselves by burning and writing and all this, chanting a spell. So their instructions have gone viral, which is, you know, how I get them. And there's actually a Facebook group in case you have any questions. You're looking at me
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the ingredients.
I got it pulled up right here. Okay, you need an unflattering photo of Trump.
Which is every photo of Trump.
You need the Tower Tarot card.
Oh, God.
A tiny
stone. Now, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. Tarot cards. If you actually study the history of tarot cards, they are just a device used to... They were never created to tell fortunes or have this mystical power. It was to distract you from getting ripped off from these bullshit psychics. And that's going to be brought on in the next episode. They talk about a teaser. Now you got to wait till Friday, people.
Stay tuned.
I'm going to be ripping those slums bitches apart. Anyway, let's go.
You need a tiny orange candle or carrot.
It's gotta be orange.
I can't make this up.
That's Trump. That's his color.
You need a pin or a nail to inscribe.
Okay.
Into the candle or carrot.
Of course.
You need a white candle to represent the element of fire. Small bowl of water representing the element of water. A small bowl of salt representing the element of earth.
This is so idiotic.
And a feather representing the element of air. You also need matches or lighter, an ashtray, or a dish of sand. So, to do this, you inscribe Donald J. Trump onto the candle with the nail or whatever, and arrange everything else in a circle. Lean the card up, and read the 23rd Psalm aloud before beginning the spell of lighting the white candle. Now, I'm not going to read this spell. The spell is written here.
I'm done with it. This is just horseshit.
It's written here.
They can keep it. you know, everybody's like, oh, this is just crazy. This is craziness. Just think about all your religious activities if you have them. Think about how crazy they are.
So you read this, inscribe this, blah, 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 blah.
You drink this and eat this and think that you're... it magically turns into... You know what I'm talking about.
Do this every month and...
Do this every week.
And Trump will no longer be president.
Make sure you send telepathic messages to your deity...
If you have any questions, go to their Facebook
page. Just don't. Just don't.
The next one is in March.
Oh, boy.
I thought you would find that one absolutely crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You set me off. Well, this is a pretty long episode here. You ready to call it quits?
I suppose.
That's it. Goodbye, you heathens. We love you.